Welcome back to Kick Fear Now on Anchor FM, the place where fear takes a back seat. I'm Pangeline Edwards, your success coach, and I just want to touch a little bit more on that comfort zone. You know, it really is all about you, not what others think about you or what they say about you. It's your life. And you truly are the master of that life, whether you like it or not, and whether you believe it or not. No one is going to live your life for you. They can't. You know, it's a funny thing, that comfort zone, the place where people feel so comfortable that they don't step out. There's people who have never traveled outside of their town, their city, their country, because they fear seeing new people, making new friends, doing new things, and experiencing new places. There are people who have been in the same job for 20, 30, even 40 years in the same department with the same people. The company has grown around them, new people coming and going. But they haven't wandered outside their comfort zones to be a part of that growth. They sit there wishing, hoping, and complaining, not taking action. There's people who would rather do things the way it has always been done, even though the old way is outdated and non-productive. Many times we sabotage ourselves. We use everything that we can by way of excuses, conversations, and bad thinking to validate our complacency in the rut. We blame our family, our friends, our mom, our dad, and even our personality to justify our fears. Sometimes it takes a stranger to come along and show us that our comfort zone may not be as comfortable as we believe it to be. You see, I was one of those people sitting uncomfortably in my comfort zone, and I can tell you that it wasn't a nice place to be in. It's okay to be scared now and then, but to live a life constantly in fear, it's no way to live. When I recognized and accepted that I was my own worst enemy, then I was able to take action. When I made a commitment to discipline myself by giving up those wasteful things that occupied my space and took up my time, I started to see fruitful changes in my life. And when I found out what was really holding me back and faced my fears, suddenly there was movement and progress. You know, the comfort zone has a way of putting people in a rut. They become satisfied with the way things are. They're sure all is well, and they become smug, oblivious to the fact that the world outside the comfort zone is moving rapidly, and that what was on top yesterday has downsized, disappeared, or been thrown on the junk pile. They're complacent, that is, they're self-satisfied and without concern for the deficiencies or the dangers that are at hand. I want you today to look around you. Are you in a comfort zone? Are you living a life of inaction because you're afraid that if you step outside, things are going to be hard, scary? But that's how you grow. The choices you make, the steps you take, the thoughts you think will help you to get out of your comfort zone and live the life that you've always wanted to live. So today I want you to take action. Take a step, a step of faith. Step out of your comfort zone. That's all I have for you today, guys. Meet me here again on Kick Fear Now on Anchor FM, the place where fear takes a back seat. And I, Panjdeen Edwards, will be here to help you along your way. I want you to make it an action-packed day, guys. See you here again soon.